Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, I'm going to offer you an opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I know that it's a big night for you, and I'm excited for you. You will be babysitting my son, Jack.
Yes.
It's probably the shallowest end you could enter babysitting someone's kid. Now, my son, Jack, he's not even 1.5 years old yet.
Yeah.
But he'll be awake for probably about 30 minutes and asleep for the rest of it. But you are babysitting nonetheless, and I appreciate it.
I want to just preface this by saying I've been offering to babysit for the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's finally gotten to a stage where I feel comfortable.
So you've been, it's like a terrified offer.
It's been a terrified offer, 100%, okay. But an offer nonetheless, because I know that you're, you know, both yours and your wife's families aren't nearby.
Yeah.
So, you know, we consider ourselves close family to you and your
100%.
Wife. And so I've always offered, you know, like, you guys deserve a night off.
Living in fear that we say yes.
Take you up on it. Yeah.
But,
I do want to actually let you in on a few questions that my husband has asked me.
Okay.
I thought
it'd be helpful if you, no questions too silly. Again, we appreciate it. My wife and I were going out for dinner in Torquay. We haven't had like a date night in months. So we're so keen for this. So we genuinely, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. I know you're going to be fine, but I don't want you to feel any anxiety about it.
Well, it's the first time that me and my husband have babysat just us. Like, usually if I'm babysitting like my little nephew, like my parents are there as well. So like, this is the first time it's just like on us.
Yeah.
And so my husband had a few questions that he's been asking me over the last few weeks since we agreed to this date. And his first question was, what are the Uber Eats offers in the area?
Oh, like the delivery areas?
What, what can we order that we can't usually order?
There is a good
our house.
Indian restaurant in Torquay.
We will probably hit up, his next question was, do you think that they'll have food for us?
Okay.
I was like, so far, you've asked me no questions about the child.
I was going to say, are we going to get to the part of like looking after the actual human being?
He asked me if Jack wakes up, do we play with him or do we put him back to sleep? And I assumed that we just put him back to sleep.
Yeah, so but whether it's like giving him a drink of water, maybe a bit of a cuddle, pat on the back, just reassuring him.
I think my husband
okay. is... give him his dummy.
Hoping that Jack won't sleep so that he can play with him. Because that's where my husband thrives.
I mean,
he loves playing with Jack.
It's not the end of the world if he wakes up and plays, but it will, I can't stress this enough, ruin my night once I get home. Because he'll think it's 4 p.m. and want to go to the park. It won't ruin it. I'll take it back. It won't ruin it. I'll just resent you for a very long time.
You'll come home and we're outside in your park and across the road.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Guys, it's 9 p.m. No, what are you doing here?
He'll want to go back to sleep. Worst case, bit of a play at nighttime. That's not the end of the
world.
We can get around that.
I think that I'm feeling pretty confident. I would like to kind of put Akshay more to the test. This is my, like, I'm testing him out to make sure he's ready for parenthood.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because he doesn't contribute a lot when we're looking after my nephew, obviously. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in action.
Well, again,
or in action.
There is a huge chance that after he goes to sleep, the interaction will cease.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that might happen is my son will wake up and be like, where's Auntie Jess?
Yep.
Where's Uncle Akshay? He might be a little bit confused in the morning, but, you know. So I think...
Do you want me to stay over tonight? Because I can, if you need me to.
We just demolished our spare room. I just called the bulldozer and I said...
Just a hole in the back of the
house.
Knock
it down. So yeah, we actually can't have you guys over. But I very genuinely appreciate you helping out.
Absolutely.
So I can go out for date night. And if it goes well, you never know. You might get a late afternoon booking.
Oh,
where he's going to be awake for some of it.
That's exciting.
Baby steps.
I mean, late afternoon, I am quite busy, you know, with my job. But
on a weekend. Well, you know what? I need a break from you sometimes as well. So maybe he can look after you.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, you've been going to the dentist a lot more in the last couple of years than you ever have in your entire life.
The last year and a half.
You've really gone hard on it.
I got retainers and, had to go back. It was I would say every 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the point now where I'm phasing out.
Yep.
So I'll start going every 6 to 12 months again.
They're like, sir, please stop coming in.
They're obsessed with me, Jess. and I have started... I feel like a dog getting given treats. I just get so many compliments about my teeth.
Yeah.
Because I've never
had a
cavity.
They are looking excellent.
But yeah, there was a period where I think there was six or seven years where I didn't go to the dentist.
Right. Well, did you not go to the dentist because you were scared of going to the dentist or just couldn't be bothered?
Yeah, bit of column B.
A story's come out about a 12-year-old kid in France that staged his own kidnapping so that he could get out of going to the dentist.
Bit dramatic, Pierre, if you don't mind me saying.
Apparently, he was on his way to the dentist one day in a small Alpine village, and he was questioned after he didn't show up at the dentist. They found him a few days later, and he said, "Oh yeah, I was kidnapped on the street, so I never made it to my dentist appointment." And the French police were like, oui, that doesn't make any sense. And they looked at the CCTV footage around the area and couldn't see any suspicious activity. So they questioned this kid again, and he was like, sorry, I just didn't want to go to the dentist.
Right. Sorry, when you said the police were like, oui, so they were like, yes, no, that doesn't make any sense.
How do you say no?
Non.
Sorry, I didn't realize your French was so good, Tim.
I didn't realize yours was so bad. Well, I tell you what, don't be doing that.
No, definitely don't be staging your own kidnapping to get out of going to the dentist. No. I, for one, love going to the dentist.
But we have discovered that you go to a rich person's dentist with a TV on the roof.
Yeah, and there's no better feeling than having that like clean mouth feeling. Like you're just watching TV, delicious mouth.
I've found a way because like no one likes like that drill sound. I feel like they should add music to the drills. Like that's my only feedback for all dentists. So when that drilling sound and you can feel it on your teeth, I just do that thing where you pinch your back of your hand and go,
I'm
refocusing the pain to somewhere else. I've cut myself before trying to like distract myself from the drills and those.
Well, look, I know there's probably no one who's staged their own kidnapping, Tim, but 5223295. How long has it been between dental checkups for you? Because I guarantee you there are people out there that, like, it's been, you know, decades since they've been to the dentist.
That's scary, though.
There are some people that would avoid going that much.
Tammy in Newcombe's giving us a call because we are looking for the longest a person to have some dental visits. Tammy, what do you got for us?
It's been at least 10 years for me, maybe longer, only because I have a massive phobia to having my mouth worked on, and the last time I went to the dentist, they actually had to put me to sleep.
Oh my goodness! So, just for like a general checkup, Tammy.
Yeah, basically, the needles and everything they stick in my mouth. I have to actually like close my eyes and just like count to 10 while I do it because
because it makes me a little bit anxious. Try pinching the back of your hand to redirect the pain in your body.
I've never tried that.
Tammy, you might be heading to the dentist very soon.
Yes. Well, that's a long time.
That is we beat 10 years though, Tim?
Steve from Armstrong Creek's also give us a call. Steve, how long between visits to the dentist for you?
32 years.
Steve.
Oh, Steve. That's almost as long as I've been alive, Steve.
Yeah, I had a traumatic experience with a horrible orthodontist when I was about 13 and 14. And, last week I had to go for the first time because a very old filling from when I was a kid had rotted underneath and they had to pull a tooth. Thankfully that phobia had given me enough anxiety to clean my teeth 3 to 4 times a day. And the dentist was very impressed. She goes, "You haven't been to a dentist in 32 years." She goes, "Your teeth are incredible for that."
You must have walked into a dentist looking at everything being like, "Oh my God, it's like a spaceship." Like, did everything look completely different?
It did. Even the experience, you know, I walked away from having a tooth pulled, something I've never had done, let alone, you know, remembering what it was really like to be in a dentist, and walked away going, "You know what? That wasn't all that bad."
Oh, no.
Yeah, and, but, you know, as I said, I've made an appointment for 6 months' time to go again. But, as I said, it was, 30, just on 32 years since I've been to the dentist.
Steve, the last time you went to the dentist, Paul Keating was the Prime Minister.
that would be right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It was, as I said, it was very different. They were very lovely and understanding because I did make myself very clear that I did not want to be there. Mm-hmm. And yes, they made everything very comfortable and very welcoming.
Steve, the last time you went to the dentist, you had to book on a landline phone.
Oh, absolutely. I've, it was around the corner from my grandparents' house, and I remember going there. And as I said, during my teen years, I had this horrific orthodontist, and that turned me off ever going to the dentist. Up until then, I didn't have a problem, but I just had that fear, and ever since then, cleaned my teeth 3 or 4 times a day, Steve, which thankfully seems to have done the job.
The size of my head walking out of the dentist after 32 years and just getting a pat on the back would have been... I wouldn't.
Oh, mate, that was exactly what it was. I walked out of there and my wife was waiting for me because I needed moral support before I went in. And she goes, "Are you all right?" I said, "Actually, I'm, other than, you know, having the numb face," I said,
"You know what, babe? I'm never going to the dentist again. They said I'm perfectly fine."
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, I know we've been talking a lot this week about out of office emails.
Oh, yeah.
And yesterday I tasked you with coming up with something that was a bit more user-friendly, I guess, for Geelong and the Surf Coast.
It was great because what we asked AI to help us out with, it just kept coming back with stuff from like the 1850s. And we were like, that's about Geelong. And I was like, bit much.
Yes.
So I think I perfectly crafted an email for all people that live across Geelong for their out-of-office email over the holiday period. And at the end, just write "Go Cats."
Yes,
and that's perfect.
Stunning.
Really, like, you don't have to barrack for them because I think that'll be generally well received.
I think it was a good effort. I had unfortunately prepared something a little bit more left of centre.
Okay.
I didn't go Geelong specific. I went more for like your like artist super fan. Like if you're a big
A theme for an artist.
Yeah, like if you're a big fan of one person in particular. I actually asked ChatGPT to help me write out of office emails as celebrities.
Let's go. Let's rip through them.
So I'm thinking as Taylor Swift.
All right, I'll just play some music in the background.
Please. "Hi there. Thanks for reaching out. I'm currently out of office living my bejeweled life on annual leave. Until return date. While I'm away, I'll be trading emails for daydreams and spreadsheets for sunsets, or maybe just singing All Too Well a little too dramatically." Winky face. "Don't worry, you're not out of the woods. For anything urgent, you can reach out to Tim Bolch on this number. Otherwise, I'll be back faster than you can get in a getaway car when I return. Until then, stay fearless and remember, you're the one. Best wishes, currently in my reputation era."
Okay, I think they might have got a bit heavy-handed on song titles there. Who have we got
too
next?
Too much. Shaboozy.
Okay, Shaboozy.
I know you're a big fan of Shaboozy.
Let's go.
"Yo, I'm out of the office on annual leave, kicking back and living that big energy life until whenever I come back. Right now, it's all about the vibes. The grind can wait. Don't hate the player. Hate the out-of-office reply."
What?
"If it's urgent, hit up Tim Bolch. Or otherwise, I'll holler back at you when I'm back in the game. Stay blessed. Keep hustling."
Can I just say that might be borderline racist? That has nothing to do with Shaboozy other than he's an African-American.
It says, "Peace, Jess, on leave, but still a legend."
Okay, that was bad.
I really like that... in brackets, it says on leave, but still a legend. I think I'm going to use that in my out of office.
I actually quite rate that. All right, moving on. I don't like that one at all.
Well, this one, you know who is my all time hero, Tim.
Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
All right, I'll play his song in the background.
"Hey there. Right now, I'm out of the office on annual leave, laying the smack down on some much needed R&R.
I like it already.
I'll be back in action on this return date, ready to tackle emails and crush deadlines like a champion that I am, if you smell what I'm cooking. In the meantime, if the matter is urgent, my tag team partner Tim has got your back. Reach out to them on this number, otherwise I'll flex my way back into your inbox as soon as I return."
That could be the greatest thing I've ever heard.
"Stay hungry, stay humble, and remember, hard work always pays off. Best, currently electrifying my vacation, Jess."
That is incredible.
I might use those exact words.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
I really, really rate that.
I'll use that for the internal one, maybe not the external one.
Nah, that's external. That's electrifying. As your tag team partner, tag me in. Let's do that. I rate that. That's it. That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Huge. Fantastic. Who thought we'd end up with The Rock as a theme? But do we need to keep exploring? Can we? I feel like there's more to do. I feel like we can move into actors or something tomorrow.
Sure.
Because... I might be getting carried away, but this is fun. Don't you think?
It's giving me good ideas.
It's giving great ideas.
Yeah.
Someone might use them. Let's keep going tomorrow.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, I know that every now and then you like to Be a part-time shock jock. You don't like to do it full-time because it's hard work.
I think it'd be exhausting.
But every now and then you come out with a big call. Usually it's food-related. Every time it's been food-related.
Technically on account back, yes. Everything I've ever made a big call about has to do with food.
We open the phones. We allow people to voice their opinion. You don't care.
No, I have to commit to not caring. That's the thing I'm finding. I want people call up and whether they agree or disagree. I end up caring and I go, no, shock jock wouldn't care. So that's why I don't think I'd be able to do it full-time.
And look, I know you probably think I'm building to one of your big calls, but I don't know. Would you mind if I had a big call of my own?
Would you like to borrow a big call?
Could I please be a shock jock for just the next 15 minutes or so?
Yeah, go.
Because yesterday our digital guy, Chappie, he posted a video to our socials at K-Rock Geelong showing our beautiful Christmas tree.
Take that first word away from it. It's definitely a Christmas tree.
Yeah, look, I being the queen of Christmas in the K-Rock office, people were scared of my reaction to the tree because I've been so looking forward to having decorations in the studio and then they gave us this. And the worst part was, the most insulting part was, Tim, the tinsel.
Right. I mean, it is, for lack of a better describing word, clagged together.
Yep. Yeah. They've not only taken three separate tinsel colours and woven them together and thrown it onto the tree.
Yeah.
And I say thrown because it literally is thrown.
Yeah.
I'm just... Tinsel's overrated. Oh, God, that felt good. That does
feel
good.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's hard to keep up, so...
I mean, I don't care what you think, because...
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
You're doing great, sweetie. Nah, I rate that.
Tinsel is just... I've never been a big fan. Maybe it's because, like, as kids, we had that... You know that string tinsel that you get in the bag and you'd throw it at the tree and it would just look super messy?
Oh, no. Nah, we didn't throw it. We would, like, do the laps round and round and round and round.
Nah. No, thank you.
But I was chatting to Mum on the phone about it last night because you were having a big whinge about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, do we have tinsel growing up? And Mum's like, oh, I never liked the tinsel. It was always
frustrating. Thank you. Thank you, Bernadette. Not that I care what you say, but... If I did
care... Keep my mother's name out of your mouth!
On 52232955, you can absolutely weigh in on this. Tinsel, it's overrated, and you can't convince me otherwise. I think it's tacky.
Oh.
I think it looks cheap.
Oh.
And I just think we should decorate differently for Christmas.
I know that, like, it's fun to get into the big call. Can I just, like, wave a flag of maybe just, like... something you hadn't considered?
Hit me.
It might be affordable.
Tinsel's not affordable anymore. This is the worst part.
Is it not?
If it was still affordable, I would absolutely buy some.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't put it on my tree because, again, tacky and cheap. Yuck.
Okay.
But I could use tinsel elsewhere.
All right.
I just think tinsel's a bit overrated.
Abby from Grovedale has given us a call. Abby, how do you feel about tinsel on Christmas trees?
You know what? Jess is allowed to agree, and I told her that because I completely agree with her.
Wow, Abby.
She's allowed to care. Tinsel's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Not that I care what you think, but it is gross, and what a huge call that is.
It's horrible on the tree. The kids get into it. The cats get into it. It makes more mess than the tree, and it just looks tacky by the end of Christmas, and next year you've got to buy more, which Jess has said is more expensive nowadays.
Yes, and how what much a
is
waste.
But how much is tinsel setting you back?
I went to look for tinsel, $10 for one piece.
That's pretty expensive.
And that's like 2 meters.
Get a grip.
Okay. All right. remember though, Jess.
I don't care. Thank you so much, Abby, but no thanks.
Sarah
am
in
Am I doing it? I'm doing well.
You're doing great, okay, sweetie. Great. Sarah in Hyden's also giving us a call. Sarah, how do you feel about tinsel on Christmas trees?
I agree with Jess, and I'm glad that she's brought it up because it's just so tacky and I hate it.
Why is no one talking about it, Sarah? Why is no one talking about it?
I don't know.
It's horrific.
Because they want to put it on the tree and I just refuse.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, Mummy loves you, so no, it's not going to be happening. Sarah, if I was to say, you know, go into your house and decorate your Christmas tree with tinsel, like as a bit of a surprise to, like, you know, get the festive season up and running, how would you feel?
It would not be a good surprise for me.
I'd pull it off the tree.
I would not appreciate that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. But Jess?
I think I don't care, Sarah, but I really do. I mean, I don't really appreciate your call.
No, you know, you're right. I appreciate the call.
Okay, I appreciate the call, but I don't care because tinsel's disgusting. It's really hard when they agree with you, Tim.
Yeah, I know. It's not normally.
You've never had anyone agree with you, so you wouldn't know.
Mine are actually. I think they might be. Big. Mine actually might be controversial because I think you might have just been like, actually, why is no one talking about why tinsel's white? So thank you, Sarah. Jess didn't care though. Excellent, big call.
Being a shock jock is fun. Stressful.
Yeah.
But fun.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.